Here's another story we can reveal to you this morning. The Nolan Show can reveal that the former First Minister, Arlene Foster, and the former Deputy First Minister, the late Martin McGuinness, both received bullets in the post, but these were in the form of a bullet pen, a gift from the Colombian president. We've been looking at a list of presents given to the former ministers. This list obtained by the Nolan Show. The former MLA, Basil McRae, with us today. Good morning to you, Basil.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. It's a lovely sunny day, blue sky. What could be better?
You're a man without stress.
So
here's just glancing at this list. Here's some of the gifts received on the register. This is where we're getting this from, for the First Minister. HMS Caroline gave her two coats. The Jones Memorial Primary School, a framed rocket picture with the First Minister's name in the middle. Madam Wang gave Arlene Foster a China horse. The Colombian President gave Arlene Foster a bullet pen. The Bank of Ireland, this is to the late Martin McGuinness in 2015, gave Martin McGuinness two books, Fly Fish Before You Die, Fishing and the Meaning of Life. The Playhouse in Derry gave him a DVD. The Matthew Barzan, US Ambassador, gave the Deputy First Minister Woodburn Fine Reserve Bourbon. How common are these? I'm not suggesting there's anything wrong, by the way. We just wanted to have a little glance at this. What do you reckon, Basil?
Well, so I reckon the big one that you've missed in that list.
Say again?
You've missed one. You missed one that's really quite interesting, stands out. And that's St. Patrick's Day. Vice President Biden gave a cross pen to the Deputy First Minister. But apparently, he didn't give one to the First Minister.
Oh, really?
Something funny going on there. So they were both over in America for St. Patrick's Day, you know, and met Obama, met Vice President Biden. But he only gave his pen to the Deputy First Minister, not to the First Minister. Ooh. That's exciting, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, the whole thing I was struck by just, it's all pretty inane, isn't it? I mean, you sort of like a box of tea here, some coffee there.
I want to see the China horse, Madam Wang gave Arlene Foster.
I think it could be one of those, you know, those like expensive China horses, you know, the one that, like a Ming Dynasty vase sort of thing. It's gone in there just as a China horse. Nobody look at that, but it could be worth like £500 million or something like that. Do you think it's some sort of something like that?
And by the way, just before we move on, when we obtained this list from the department, they told us while all of the gifts received were accepted and below the value threshold, the vast majority of gifts have been retained by the department and not the minister. So it's not as if Arlene Foster takes these home with her, or indeed, it's not as if Martin
McGuinness
did.
So what happened to the chocolates? What happened to the chocolates then?
What is an Ando Cloisin plate which the Fujitsu chairman gave to the First Minister? Ando Cloisin. A framed heart of roses. Is something else that was given to her department.
Are you not interested, Stephen, in Mr. Nick van der Marleer gave a box of chocolates? Because I want to know if
who
the
ate
department
them?
Retained. I want to know if the department retained those or if they were eaten by somebody.
Exactly.
What happened to those box of chocolates? Who ate them?
Tell you what we'll do. We'll tweet this list out. Basil, thank you.